Where to buy the best Insay Mata in Metro Manila? 65 places to try. What is Insay Mata? Are you craving for Insay Mata, baked bread topped with sugar and cheese? This dish is very simple to prepare and tastes delicious too. Insay Mata is a Filipino dish consisting of sweet dough pastry topped with butter, cheese. Hacking Insay Mata is using the best ingredients one can find and using the finest cheeses to add a touch of sophistication. Cheddar is the basic cheese used, but the finer ones use queso de bola. Sliced egg also adds a special touch, but not everyone likes it. Insay Mata can be a savory or a sweet treat, depending on your preference. This recipe is perfect for those who love snacks. What makes Insay Mata special? The really good ones are the type that melt in your mouth and are rich with flavor, soft and creamy is the best. Others prefer dense and full of cheese. Hacking the Insay Mata has no limits. You can add bacon, tinapa, salted egg, ube, durian, as topping or even insert filling to give that bite surprise treat when digging in the beloved Insay Mata. This list is compiled to give a quick fix for your Insay Mata craving. 66 places to buy the best Insay Mata in Metro Manila. See the complete list on the Sulit blog on sulit.ph. How to get Insay Mata delivered to you. Check the list above, contact on their social media page or website and ask if they have delivery. Another option is to go download Foodpanda and search for bakeries online or restaurants that offer your Insay Mata in their own style. Have you ever tried the triple cheese Insay Mata of Starbucks? Don't think it's offered anymore. Insay Mata is a popular snack food in the Philippines. It has become a staple food in the country due to its affordability and ease of preparation. In fact, it is often considered as the national snack of the Philippines. Tips to making soft fluffy Insay Mata bread. Baking soft bread, and in this case Insay Mata, is one of those things that seems really complicated until you learn how to bake it right. It takes practice and patience to master the art of baking soft bread. If you don't have these two qualities, you may find yourself frustrated and disappointed after trying to bake soft bread. So here are 5 tips to help you bake soft Insay Mata bread successfully. Number 1. Use bread flour instead of all-purpose flour. All-purpose flour is made from wheat, corn, rye, barley, oats, and other grains. This flour has been processed extensively, resulting in a fine texture and flavor. However, bread flour is made from whole grain flours, such as wheat, rye, and spelt. This means that bread flour has a coarser texture and stronger flavor. As a result, bread flour is easier to knead and makes softer baked goods. Number 2. Mix water with yeast before adding to dough. Mixing water with yeast before adding to dough helps prevent the dough from becoming too dry. Dry dough doesn't rise properly. Add 1/2 cup of warm water to 2 teaspoons of active dry yeast. Stir thoroughly and let sit for 10 minutes. Then add remaining ingredients and mix together using a wooden spoon. Continue mixing until dough comes together. Number 3. Let dough rise for longer than normal time. Letting dough rise longer than normal time gives it more time to develop gluten strength. Gluten is the protein found in wheat that allows dough to stretch easily without breaking apart. When dough rises, the gluten proteins expand and strengthen. This results in a chewy crust and tender crumb. To determine how much time to allow for rising, divide the total amount of time needed for rising by the number of loaves you plan to bake. For example, if you plan to bake 4 loaves of bread, divide 4 hours by 4 to get an average rise time of 1 hour per loaf. Then multiply the rise time by the number of loaves you plan to bake. For example, if you plan on baking 4 loaves, multiply 1 hour by 4 to get 4 hours of rising time. Number 4. Add salt during rising period. Adding salt to dough during the first half of the rising period improves the taste of bread. Salt draws moisture from the air and prevents the dough from drying out. This keeps the dough moist and supple. During the second half of the rising period, sprinkle additional salt over the top of the dough. Number 5. Bake soft bread at high temperature. Soft bread should be baked at higher temperatures than regular bread. Regular bread requires a temperature between 180 degrees Fahrenheit and 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Soft bread needs a temperature between 220 degrees Fahrenheit and 240 degrees Fahrenheit. A hotter oven produces a crisper crust and better browning. In conclusion, if you live in Metro Manila, you should definitely consider buying Insay Mata from the vendors in this list. They have the best quality and taste, and their prices are very reasonable. Their Insay Mata is also available in different flavors like chocolate, strawberry, banana, and even coffee. Try them today and let us know which is your best pick.